Emirates to operate 7th Freedom flights from Tel Aviv to New York. The Israeli Ministry of Transportation has offered Emirates the chance to become the world's first airline to operate a 7th Freedom international itinerary between Ben Gurion Tel Aviv Airport, TLV, and New York JFK Airport, JFK. Israel is proposing that the Emirates could base aircraft and crew permanently at Tel Aviv and fly to the U.S. without needing to touch down in Dubai. This unprecedented offer also includes a second destination, Bangkok Suvarnabhumi Airport, BKK, further expanding Emirates' network in Southeast Asia. The proposal comes amidst a protracted service suspension by U.S. legacy carriers like Delta, United, and American Airlines, leaving Israelis stuck in Bangkok due to the ongoing conflict. The 7th Freedom routes would mean that Emirates aircraft and crews would operate standalone flights entirely between NYC and TLV without the flight involving the airline's home base, Dubai. This move could potentially alleviate the high airfare caused by the absence of U.S. carriers, but raises questions about the stability and safety that Emirates crews would experience while based in Tel Aviv. The joint U.S.-Israeli attack on Iran, Operation Epic Fury, which began at the end of February, prompted ELAL to begin offering recovery flights after the initial danger passed, with fares capped at $599 to bring travelers back who were stranded after their original itineraries were cancelled. Al Al and Arkia are likely to push back on the plan as well, citing concerns about the viability and willingness of Emirates to operate in a region with ongoing conflict. The idea of having an Emirates base in Tel Aviv would benefit consumers who are currently suffering from high airfare caused by the absence of U.S. carriers, but several legal obstacles would need to be overcome in order to make it possible. The Gulf region is currently experiencing major disruptions to air service due to the intense air campaign against Iran, raising questions about the stability and safety that Emirates crews would experience while based in Tel Aviv.